Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy, week 8. Fully accomplish your ministry. Saturday. Related verses. Ephesians 4:11 through 12. And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. 2 Timothy 1:5 through 12. And having been reminded of the unfeigned faith in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded dwells also in you, for which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but suffer evil with the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the times of the ages, but now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who nullified death and brought life and incorruption to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. For which cause I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to guard my deposit unto that day. Related reading. The many gifted persons in Ephesians 4:11 have only one ministry, that is, to minister Christ for the building up of the body of Christ, the church. This is the unique ministry in the New Testament economy. According to the grammatical construction of Ephesians 4:12, the phrase "unto the building up of the body of Christ" is in apposition to the phrase "unto the work of the ministry." This indicates that both phrases refer to the same thing. Hence, the work of the ministry is the building up of the body. The apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherds and teachers perfect the saints unto the work of the ministry. The word "unto" in verse 12 means resulting in, for the purpose of, or with a view to. This means that the perfecting of the saints is for the purpose of building up the body of Christ. Whatever the gifted persons in verse 11 do as the work of the ministry must be for the building up of the body of Christ. However, this building up is not accomplished directly by the gifted ones, but by the saints who have been perfected by the gifted ones. The work of the ministry is both of the perfecting ones and the perfected ones. The building up of the body is the work not only of the apostles and the other gifted ones, but also of all the perfected saints. The unique work of building up the body of Christ is the responsibility not mainly of the gifted ones, but of all the saints. Both the gifted ones, including the leading apostles and all the believers, including even the smallest member, work together to build up the body. The gifted persons are for the perfecting of the saints. The gifted persons perfect the saints in the divine dispensing in order that all the saints may be able to do the work of the New Testament ministry, that is, to build up the body of Christ. The gifted persons perfect the saints by nourishing them according to the tree of life with the life supply for their growth in life. The gifted persons perfect the saints to do what they do for the direct building up of the body of Christ. The apostles perfect the saints by visiting the churches, by writing epistles to the churches, and by assigning their co-workers to stay in certain places to perfect the saints. The prophets perfect the saints by teaching them to speak the Lord into people, by speaking in the meetings to set up a model, and by helping the saints to live a prophesying life by being revived every morning and overcoming every day. The evangelists perfect the saints by stirring them up to be burning in the gospel preaching spirit, by teaching them with gospel truths, by training them to preach the gospel, by helping the saints to be equipped with the power of the economical spirit, and by setting an example of loving the sinners and praying for them. The shepherd teachers perfect the saints by shepherding, feeding, and nourishing the young saints and teaching the growing saints. The results of this perfecting is that we will all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, and at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In order to be perfected, we must pay attention to life and to function. The way to be perfected is to grow in life and to become skillful in function. The Greek word rendered perfecting in Ephesians 4:12 also means completing, equipping, and furnishing. To perfect a saint is to complete him, to equip him, and to furnish him. Only by growing in life can we be completed.